Hello, everybody. This is David and Jeremy from I Don't Know. What do you want to talk about? The podcast that has an important and heart-wrenching statement to make today.
Oh, we do?
You got to know when to hold them.
Oh.
Know when to fold them. Know when to walk away and know when to run. Jeremy, please. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. R.I.P. Kenny Rogers.
Yes, the gambler himself has passed.
He has shuffled off this mortal coil.
Right.
For those of you who don't know, we record on Saturday mornings, and I woke this morning to the terribly sad news that country icon Kenny Rogers died.
I thought you were going to say that you woke this morning to discover that he had not.
No, he passed away.
That he had not woke, is what I'm saying.
Oh, I see. Like you were saying, he had not died. I'm like, he's a son of a bitch.
No, I woke this morning to find out that Kenny Rogers had not woke this morning.
I don't think you're taking this as seriously as I'd like you to, sir. I mean, it's a national treasure.
True. Was. Yeah.
Yeah. My first concert I ever went to, Jeremy, was a Kenny Rogers and Crystal Gayle concert.
Really?
I grew up in Bumfuck, Ohio. Yes. Yes. That was my first. I was maybe like 5 or 6. My parents took me there.
What's the zip code on Bumfuck, Ohio?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, R.I.P. Kenny Rogers. Damn it, it better not come in threes because we got 2 more then.
Well, we've lost a couple older actors this past week. We lost somebody from the Carol Burnett Show died.
Oh, yeah, Kyle Wagner. Kyle
Wagner. Yeah, and somebody else, too.
Oh. Well, I mean, less of a national treasure, Kyle was.
Well, yeah.
But I mean, has anyone checked on Betty White?
Actually, a week ago, I saw a post that she was doing just fine.
Okay. Good.
So,
all right.
So anyhow, buddy, I have a feeling that this podcast, if we're going to go solely by our week in review, is going to take maybe 10 minutes. If your week was anything like mine.
Well, yeah, kind of. I think the next couple of podcasts are going to be a little, I don't know. I'll just dive off, I guess, because for most of it, I don't remember a lot, because did you see what I signed in today as?
What day is it?
I don't know.
Today's
lucky.
Saturday.
I'm lucky I remembered it was Saturday. They're all the same now, right? I mean, you get to go to work sometimes, but I mean, the children are home. The wife is not home. I go only to usually like one spot, and that would be the Walmart, and it's all the fucking same, man. I don't know. So, we recorded last Saturday, and not quite all hell had broken loose yet.
Right.
I don't remember much of that Saturday or that Sunday. I don't know what in the hell I did, because there was, I think it was all reading and reacting to news and plans changing and hell breaking loose last weekend, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, we had found out that the kids were going to be off for an extended amount of time, and we were making plans for that. And, you know, the wife's job was also making similar plans. And so it was just a whole lot of, I don't even know, it was a big blur of what the fuck. And so we got into Monday, and I was able to run into town, and I shipped a robot off to Florida to a new owner, and I stopped at the Home Depot like normal. It felt kind of normal. I came back to town, and we picked up the two eldest of the bad influence children, and we took the nice day, and we cut down apple trees because it was nice. We had nothing else to do, and it didn't cost any money. So the four teenagers and I did yard work, you know, chainsaws and hauling limbs and whatnot. It was goofier than shit, but we got the work done, and we got about 3/4 the way done with our what the hell we were going to do that day. And then the kids at school called off their single partial day on Tuesday. They were supposed to go in and they were supposed to get all their work from their teachers, get their instructions, be like, hey, here's the next 4 weeks worth of stuff. Love you. See you when this is all over.
Right.
And then the school was like, nope, fuck no, stay away. Never mind. And, you know, the kids, I mean, I was like, fuck. And the kids were right. Like, huh, did this mean we can have a sleepover? Yeah, fine, whatever. So we ended up kind of having an impromptu sleepover that night, and I was just kind of numb. I don't know. It's been a lot of numbness. I mean, you know, Tuesday we didn't do anything. We just kind of hung out. The school delivered all of the kids' work by bus to keep all the kids from, you know, gathering in one spot. And so they got a big trash bag full of their homework and things. And I took the two spare children home. And so Bad Influence 1 and 2 and we ran into town, got a few more groceries because we can. It's not too crazy here. The Walmart was sad, but I was able to get beer and my prescription, which was important because that day was our recording of our first ever special long distance drinking podcast for yes. Amber, our one sole patron, a Patreon donor.
Yeah.
So for those of you out there who have not joined us, she's going to get her own special extra podcast if y'all don't jump over to Patreon and sign up. Just saying. Right. Also that day, since I was going over there, I delivered the first podcast swag bag, the t-shirt, the sticker, the magnet, the invitation to join us for our special podcast exclusive content, and a special thank you note from us. David, I forged your signature because you are obviously
you son
not
of a bitch.
Here. And so then Tuesday night, we recorded. It was very late for me. I think we recorded between, what was it, 11:30 and 2:30 for me. I was like, 2:30, yeah. I think, was when I went to bed. But we got to have drinkies. It was right? fun for us. I have just recently listened to the monstrosity of our ramblings. You sent me over the rough draft. Or the rough cut, I should say. The hey, yeah. here's what it is.
Well, Jeremy, let me also tell you
that
I did do some doctoring because there was some points where it was pretty much you going and me going and me going yeah. It was. But long pauses.
But now see, but that's what happens when two buddies get on the phone and start drinking. We right? just catch up. It's whatever we want to talk about, whatever. But there are some very entertaining parts in it. I am sure our sole patron donor, Amber, will enjoy the hell out of that. Yep. Wednesday and Thursday were a little bit of a blur. Worked in the shop a little bit. Worked in the yard a little bit and just kept reading the fucking news because we're days away, I guess, from being shackled to our home, literally,
yep.
with armed guards and blockades. I don't know. It just, you know, the wife's job has been getting more and more serious. She's been fighting. I don't want to say fighting, but fighting for her ability to earn income. She's had to now at this point lay off all but just a few employees. And then late last night, we found out that she will be taking a 30% pay cut.
Jesus.
Also for the privilege of still working.
Jesus.
So yeah, not only is she stranded in Michigan, almost sole charge of this giant hotel, she also gets paid less. So yeah. Yay. That's great. Thursday, I went to a gun shop, David. Bad
Why?
Influence number two and I, he needed ammo or some bullshit, and he wanted to know if I wanted to go with. And I said, sure. I thought, well, hey, you know, I have the property here. I've been thinking about just getting a .22 rifle. The coyotes around here are a little ballsy at times, and it's starting to warm up. And we've got the dog now, and I'm like, well, you know what? I've never been to a gun shop here in New York. I'll go to the gun shop. And so I was thinking about buying a gun. You know, just a farm rifle. Nothing Glocky or something like that. But David, I decided against it when I saw the actual shop. It, I'm going to try to describe this as best as I can for you, since you were not actually there. I want you to imagine that you have been tasked with filming an after school 80s like PSA, okay, sure. About guns, and you have $30 in your budget, and a buddy has lent you a space in the creepiest strip mall that he could find, and you have $30 to make it look like it's a gun shop. It was creepier than shit, David. There was like 12 old, dusty, slightly rotting animal trophies on the wall.
Yep.
There was like six guns. There was
six guns.
There was six guns. There was a display of knives and a like wooden shelf with just boxes and boxes of ammo and shit everywhere on the floor, including, you know, Trump 2020 signs, at signs that said, "Governor Cuomo, you'll never disarm the residents of New York." Every other thing in the room was camouflage colored, but faded from the sun. It was just creepy. And
so
the
why is that the gun shop that Bad Influence 2 goes to?
It's a buddy of a buddy, and he had truthfully never been there either. It was buddy of a buddy, and he had never been in there either. But
wow,
yeah. So I noped right the hell out of it. And the funny part is because all of our kids have been stuck indoors all day, we had the two smallest Bad Influence children. Okay, go in, don't touch anything, and there's a pet shop right next door, and we'll see if they have glowfish for your tank. Yada, yada, yada. Cool. We walk in, Bad Influence 2 goes to the counter, meets his buddy, meets the gun owner guys, and then the two youngest are standing next to me, grabbing my hand like stranger danger.
Well, sounds like it.
Yeah,
you know, buddy. All you needed was a lone stripper shoe lying somewhere in that parking lot for you to be in full on.
I know, right?
Enemy territory.
Yeah, that is just the no touchingest looking strip mall I've ever been in my entire life. Woo, Lord, yeah. Child.
That's
baby,
what
Jesus.
That's what gun shops in Ohio look like too.
Really?
Although there's a lot of guns. Usually.
All right. Okay. Well, I mean, granted, gun sales have gone through the roof here lately. For example, his entire counter was full of applications for them.
God damn it.
Yeah.
I hate people. I'm so glad I don't live out in that part of the world anymore.
Excuse me.
It's always the people who have the least amount of shit that I would want to take that feels they need the most amounts of guns to protect their shit.
Like, now, you are like, surrounded by gun-toting people, by the way.
Seriously. I own a gun. But seriously.
No, you're surrounded by them. All the hippies are in Eugene, sure. But if you were to go just south or just
north. No, I know
north,
that,
there's
Jeremy.
Just like.
I know that, Jeremy. I feel the same way around there. I'm saying I'm glad I live where I do because I don't have to deal with that nonsense. But seriously, why is it the people who have like the least amount of shit I want feel that I would want their shit? they gotta buy guns to protect. And guns are fucking expensive too. I don't know if you know that or not.
Oh, I saw. Yeah, guns are expensive.
You know, I mean, you look at a decent like a Glock. That is not a small purchase. And I just floors me. Just floors me.
Mm.
Well, I gotta protect my toilet paper stash, because when the liberal fucktards get into office, they're gonna riot and steal my TP. No, Jethro, no one's gonna steal your TP. Go sit the fuck down. Nobody wants your 1971 Corolla up on fucking blocks. Nobody wants that, Jethro. Go back to the room. Nobody wants your sister wife that you married. Go sit down. Jesus Christ. Fuck.
You done? Are you done?
No, I'm not. I'm still mad.
Now, have you brought your guns home from your in-laws?
No.
Now, would you, if this got any worse, would you consider?
Got any worse? What? Someone's going to break into my house and loot it?
Well, I'm telling
because
you,
the coronavirus?
My friends in New Zealand think we are living literally like the Road Warrior plot just going on right here. I keep getting emails like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, why? It's like, how awful is it? Well, no, it's not, you know, awful per se. Why? What do you think? Are you fighting each other yet? You know, like a Thunderdome style. No, I don't. What?
Well, that's the thing. Look, things have to get a lot worse before I'm going to go get my gun and have it available.
Right. Well, I mean, but at least you have the option.
I know.
Right.
But it's just ridiculous. I'm sorry. Continue story.
Little overkill. I'll give you that. That's,
yeah, not a little, Jeremy. A lot of overkill.
Well,
you know what it is? People are looking for an excuse to fucking play cowboy. That's what it is. Like,
I'm thinking, no, not cowboy. I think they want to play The Purge.
Right. Right. Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah.
You know, I don't think they're going to Clint Eastwood this. They're like, I'm not going to kill you. I'm not going to. The hell I ain't. They're not doing that. They're just all like, woohoo, dead.
Yeah. I live in suburban Oregon. It's not fucking Road Warrior, you know? Ugh.
Yet.
It's not going to be.
Okay. Your lips to God's ears. Anyway.
My hope, Jeremy, is that, I'm not going to say it. Never mind.
I don't know what happened much after that, David. There was,
yeah.
Everything changed so often and so dramatically, and it, you know, every time it seemed like you had a plan or you understood something, it would change and you'd have to get a new plan or understand something else. And yep. it just seems like a continual, look, we're going to have to do this for a couple of weeks starting today. And then the next day it's like, look, we're going to have to do this for a couple more weeks starting today. And it, you know, last Monday it was the stay home for 2 weeks starting today. And then now it's like tomorrow's like, look, we're going to probably have to stay home for 4 weeks starting today. I'm like, how long is this going to go for?
Yep.
But the good news is that, you know, much like you said, after the initial rush, you went to the grocery stores and everything was there. They had things. Nothing was too crazy. Still a little low on the toity papy. Other than that, no, it's fine. The kids' homeschooling's going well. I've only had 2 children expelled for fighting and 1 teacher fired for drinking on the job. But
so you're doing great.
Doing great. Yeah, so we've been able to watch some good movies. We've watched Frozen 2, Knives Out, and Jumanji 2 so far.
Where did you see Knives Out?
We ordered it on demand on the dish.
Oh, okay.
And then I hear that, I just heard that on like the beginning of April, the new one from Pixar is coming out. Onward is going to come out.
Oh, really?
To Disney Plus early.
Oh, I'd 4th. Like to see that.
I would too. So
about a story about a traveling pair of pants.
That's not a sisterhood this time.
No, it's the genitals of someone's dead father. A journey to discovery.
Yes. Yes. But it has, you know, Chris Pratt and my boyfriend Tom Holland also voicing things. So, of course, I've got to see.
Yeah. No, it's good. So I think he's legal now, so you're not creepy. Oh, wait, you're still creepy.
Still creepy, yeah.
Yeah.
Get out of my head. That's it. I don't know what else there is. I took little bits and expanded it. But what do you got, buddy?
Well, so I don't remember what happened Saturday after we filmed the podcast. I was trying to think of it, and it's just a blur. There's nothing.
Yeah.
Sunday, we filmed a really easy to put together All Things Z episode. It was sort of unsettling how easily it went together.
Oh.
We filmed it. Almost everything was one take.
Nice.
Yeah. We did like 5 sections of recording, and 3 of them were one takes, and then 2 were 2 takes.
Wow, it's only taken 3 years.
Right? But we filmed, I mean, we filmed it in about an hour.
Nice.
Yeah. And then we recorded, so our friends at Not Another Podcast they're doing a web series called Homestead. Did I talk to you about this?
I don't think so.
Yeah, so it's like a web drama. It's like a podcast, but it's a drama, and it follows these people, oddly enough, that have survived this massive plague.
Ha!
Right? And It's kind of like The Walking Dead without the zombies.
Oh.
Yeah. And so they asked Tracy and Austin and I to do some parts for them.
So now this is like old-fashioned, you know, like...
Yeah, like ongoing... a radio drama.
Oh, it's sweet.
Yeah. So we finished filming the episode of All Things Z, and then we recorded the dialogue for that.
Nice.
Yeah, so that was fun. And put together maybe one of my favorite episodes of All Things Z in a while. That one was a pretty good one. My notes for Monday, Jeremy, consisted of hit myself in the dick with a blanket. So I was trying to, we have a blanket that is on the back of our couch, and the back of the couch had gotten pushed up against the wall. So I was trying to pull the blanket off the couch.
Right.
I don't know why I was trying to do something. Anyways, in the process, it stuck because it was trapped between the couch and the wall. I gave it a massive tug and the thing flew out, and the corner, or one of the corners, just tapped me right in the ball sack. So that was terrible.
That was your Monday. That was your entire Monday.
Yep. That was the only thing to note on Monday. Tuesday, I had a rehearsal for my film.
I can't believe you wrote that down. Let's see. What did I do Monday? Snapped myself in the balls with the towel.
With a blanket. Yeah. With the towel, with a blanket.
Sorry.
Get the story right, sir.
I'm sorry. I can only picture in my head, like, you know, the mean kids in gym class snapping everyone with towels.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it was like. But it was my penis in a blanket. So then on Tuesday, Jeremy, I had rehearsal for my film, which was fun.
Mm-hmm.
I found out Tuesday also that originally my kids were going back to school April 1st. But then it was pushed back to April 28th.
I don't think any of the kids are going back this year, buddy.
No, I don't think so either. So there's that. That was terrible. You and I did late night drinking, or long distance drinking.
Right.
Recorded it. And then Wednesday, I edited long distance drinking. I didn't really edit it. I just listened to it and cleaned it up.
So again, with the snapping of the blanket in the dick.
Yeah, pretty much.
Just through the ears this time.
Yeah, pretty much. So then on Wednesday, I had a, there's that job that consulting gig I've been working towards getting. I had to go meet with their board of directors, which is interesting because it was teleconference because they didn't want to get together in person because they're all doctors.
Ah, gotcha.
And so that was pretty crazy to be a part of that. And this fucking coronavirus is costing me some money.
Uh-oh.
Because one of the things I wanted to do with that board of directors was to get them all together for like a day-long strategic planning session. Can't do that now.
Mm-hmm.
So, that was the big dollar item thing on my agenda for them. Like, well, we can't really do that now. So, but that was fine. And then on Thursday, my job, I work for a mental health clinic for kids, and everything now is teleconference. Like, there's nobody in our clinic. So our clinical director was like, hey, this week, why don't you try to get some volunteers together and see if you can't go into our playroom and basically gut it and then reorganize everything. So we did that on Thursday.
Hmm.
And that was a dirty, dirty job.
Like, yeah, were you just disinfecting everything as you went?
Yeah. Yeah, just disinfecting everything. And then that day we also had like a hazmat clean in the shop to just kind of come in and disinfect everything. And so that was exciting. But got through that and then got home Thursday. Was supposed to have rehearsal, but my lead actor hurt her back and couldn't come into rehearsal, which was, you know, some BS.
Mm.
Jeremy.
Gotcha.
And then everything was going fine yesterday, until I heard rumor that Oregon is going on lockdown.
Yeah, we are currently 24 hours away from going to lockdown.
Yeah, so it was the weirdest thing ever, Jeremy. My buddy Will sends me this message like, "God, you got to check this out. Our governor Kate Brown is on television, and she's basically like giving us a trailer to lockdown. She like comes on and she's like, look, y'all aren't taking this shit seriously. I need you to take this seriously. So come Monday, we're going to put some rules into place to make sure that we are social distancing. And people are like, are you going to lock us down? And she's like, look, I'm not saying I'm going to lock you down, but come Monday, we're going to have to take a hard look at what we're doing in this state to make sure we flatten this curve. It's weird. Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming we're going on social lockdown come Monday.
That goddamn 11 o'clock news thing. I hate that. Something in your house could be killing you as we speak. More at 11.
Right.
What? Just fucking, I fucking hate that
that's
shit.
That's where we are right now, Jeremy.
God, that's every day.
Bumfuckery, I tell
you. So far, Illinois, California, New York, and bits of Florida, right?
Jeremy. Illinois.
No, Illinois.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. Yes. No. So yes, they're all in lockdown.
They're all going to go. I heard from the Florida Keys that I think parts of Florida are doing it on their own. It's not statewide yet. Like the Florida Keys, I think, are about to set up a blockade because, you know, they are.
Those motherfuckers love a blockade.
They do. They do. I believe it was just the other day that I was cluing you into the fact that they tried to secede. Yeah, in the 80s, the Florida Keys tried to secede from the Union. The government had put up a blockade looking for illegal immigrants, and what it did was stop the flow of supplies into the Keys because of the blockade. And so nobody in, especially Key West, was affected the most. And so Key West decided they were going to start a campaign to leave the United States.
That's ridiculous.
And they renamed themselves the Conch Republic. So yeah, that's a little bit of interesting shit you can Google while you are quarantined. Buddy. And then I believe our conversation digressed into me telling you about Mariska Hargitay from SVU being in lingerie in an episode of Key West. Anyway,
yep.
I love how our minds don't work sometimes.
Right?
Right. Yeah, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
So, anything else new there?
No, sir. The only thing we have to do right now before we get into our news time is two things, Jeremy.
Yes?
I have a
hot takes. Good, I got one too.
Oh boy.
I do.
All right, Jeremy, did you ever watch Star Wars The Clone Wars?
The cartoon?
Yes.
No, I did not. I'm sorry.
You cocksucker. Did you watch Rebels?
Oh, this is Rosario Dawson's announcement.
Yeah.
Okay. I am hip enough. How's that? Okay. So give me your hot take. You want to know what I think of her casting as
Ahsoka Tano for The Mandalorian Season 2.
I think it's going to be great.
I'm excited.
I really think it's going to be great. I liked her anyway. She's one of the actors that I really think plays real. I know everything she plays is believable, even when she's doing something stupid, like in Clerks 2 or in, Zombieland 2. Even when it is some, you know, tongue-in-cheek role, I still believe she's real. You know, that character is a real 360-degree thing. So I'm excited. I think it'll be great. I haven't heard any uproar about it. Have you?
Yeah, there's a little bit. People are like, well, why didn't the voice actor do it?
Oh, well, because.
Yeah. But, you know, I got a little bit of thing for Rosario Dawson.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. So I'm getting ready to manage that hurdle.
Oh. In your pants.
That's right, sir.
Nice.
That's right.
Well, good. I'm glad there's not a whole bunch of backlash. I didn't think there would be. I read that. For me, being on the absolute fringe of knowing who in the hell that character is, I was thinking, oh, well, that's going to be good. So I'm glad there's not a whole lot of backlash.
Yes, me too. Me too. Now, what is your hot take, Jeremy?
Well, David, I saw this on the Huffington Post, and And I got to say that if this coronavirus shit does not wrap up soon, I'm going to run out of news stories because everything is goddamn taxes, stock markets, coronaviruses, and senators, you know, selling stocks. Fuck, bullshit. But I did happen to see this, and the Huffington Post did a story about 27 comfort shows they recommend to watch while self-isolating. Now these right, are
this is a hot take you're doing.
Here? I want to get your take on their list. Okay,
it feels like a news story, Jeremy.
No, I'm just it is going to be fast. I just want to. These are comfort shows that they think are worth binge watching, and I'm just going to read the title, and you're going
to
say
right.
yes or no.
This is very close to breaking the rules of hot takes, Jeremy.
You
very
shut
close.
Your whore mouth. Okay, 30 Rock. Worth it or not?
Yeah, awesome.
I've never seen it. Gilmore Girls.
I've never seen it, but I have to say no.
Yeah, I got to say no. Let's see. The Good Place. I've never seen it.
Never seen it.
Parks and Rec.
Yes.
See, I can't get into Parks and Rec. The Office.
I've not really watched it, but people like it.
Yeah, I never could get into that one either. Jane the Virgin.
Never seen it.
Me neither. The World at War.
Never seen it.
Me neither. Here we go. Here's one I can agree with. The Golden Girls.
Yes.
Yes, yes, absolutely. The entire series is on Hulu.
It's funny as shit.
Oh, my God. Westworld. That's an HBO.
Yeah, actually, it's good.
Yeah, I liked that one, too. Let's see. What else is on here? Chopped. No, that's a damn cooking show. I hate cooking shows. Star Trek The Next Generation? You think it's worth it?
I mean, of all the Star Treks, that's the one I dislike the least.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. I would also recommend Deep Space Nine. I liked that one. Seinfeld.
That's not my cup of tea. It's good. It's good. It revolutionized, I think, television in an interesting way.
Yeah. All right.
But, no.
Yeah. Bob's Burgers. I would recommend this one.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay. That's also on Hulu. Let's see what else is on here. Walking Dead. David, I think I am going to do this. See, we gave up Walking Dead during Negan and never went back. I think I'm going to start at one and go all the way through now. I'm going to get caught.
You know, I did
up.
That. We've not watched the last two seasons because it's some bullshit.
Yeah.
But hey, let me know, man. I'm going to say no. I know this is weird because I love the zombie stuff. But, no.
Really? I mean, I thought it was odd that they called it a comfort series.
Right? Yeah, there's nothing. Especially in a fucking pandemic. What the fuck?
You know.
My hot take on this article is that it's stupid.
I thought so, too. The Simpsons.
No.
Yeah, they're hit and miss. Fleabag, I hear, is good.
No idea.
Schitt's Creek, I hear, is also good, and I've never watched anything from Schitt's
Creek. I've seen one or two of Schitt's Creek. It's funny.
Okay, well, they recommend it. Other people have... thought about it. The Goldbergs. I've seen one or two. You don't think so?
No.
Mm. I'm just going to... It says Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Superstore, Broad City. I HuffPost, I maybe just go back to... here we go. Curb Your Enthusiasm is on here.
Yeah, that's good.
Have you seen... I've never seen one single episode of this.
It's funny. That show's mostly improv. Yeah, that show's mostly improv.
All right, I'll put it on the list. Mary Tyler Moore. All right, I'm going to fucking stop looking at this list now because no.
Yeah, see what I'm saying?
But
my hot take that was not a good article. That's my hot take.
All right, here's your hot take then. Well, what do you recommend? We're all stuck at home, David. What should I be watching that isn't the fucking
All
news?
Things Z. There is over 270 episodes of All Things Z, ranging in terms of quality and hilarity, but I recommend you go watch all 200 of them and subscribe and tell your friends to subscribe. And just watch it over and over again. It is the only true binge-worthy thing out there, Jeremy.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Thank you.
Brilliant. I agree. Thank you. I concur 100%.
What is on my list? I don't know. I'm a big Supernatural fan. I love that show. I'm embarrassed to admit it, but I do like that show a lot. I think it's really good.
You and Bad Influence number two have that in common. And
oh,
you
good.
Are, you are both. I'm going to try it again, David. I'm going to try it again. Okay.
You should.
I'm going to.
Is he a Sam or Dean guy?
You know, I don't know. I didn't ask. I will
find out.
I'm sure
I want to know.
He will listen to this and he will text me immediately. Text me right now, Chad. Do it right now. So,
yeah, I want to know. I will reveal whether I'm a Sam or Dean guy once I know how bad influence two.
Okay.
Feels.
Okay. Excellent. All right, buddy.
Yeah. Moving right along.
Anyway,
let's do us some
news time. I don't know. All right, buddy. So in the absence of really, really good stories that did not involve coronavirus and other bullshittery going on in the world right now, I've had to go back into my catalog of saved stories, and mm-hmm. some of them kind of fell off, you know, that weren't interesting on second glance. But I have one that sounds like something I would do. So here we go.
All right.
California woman shocked to discover plant she's been watering for 2 years is fake.
I saw that.
Oh, my fucking God. This sounds like me. Kaylee Wilkes shared a shocking discovery on social media after finding the plant she'd been taking care of for 2 years was actually made of plastic. She wrote, quote, "I've had this beautiful succulent for about 2 years now. I was so proud of this plant. It was full, beautiful coloring, just an overall perfect plant. I had it up in my kitchen window. I had a watering plan for it. If someone else tried to water my succulent, I would get so defensive because I wanted to keep it. I wanted to keep good care of it. I absolutely loved my succulent." End quote. Then she realized the plant was a fake, David, when she tried to transplant it into a new vase. Quote, "I went to pull it from the original plastic container to learn the plant was a fake. I put so much love into this plant. I washed its leaves, tried my hardest to keep it looking its best, and it's completely plastic. How did I not know this? I pulled it from the container it's sitting in, and it's stuck in styrofoam with sand glued to the top." Wilkes, a 24-year-old stay-at-home mom, concluded by saying, "I feel like these last 2 years have been a lie." End quote. David, that is the entire story, but it has got to be one of the most truthful things out in the news right now.
Yep.
I mean, it's a short story, but dear God, I on so many levels identify with this lady.
Oh, I've been there, man.
Oh, my God. Have you watered a fake plant?
No, I haven't done that, but I've done stupid shit like that.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Have you ever done something as so stupid for like 2 years before you realized?
You know what? Not like the top of my head, no, but I'm sure I have.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I'm sure I have.
I don't know what memory it's trying to surface in my brain, but I read this and I have a feeling of like, oh, my God, I have felt like this before. Many times, but,
yep.
But God love her for putting it out there, because
like
I would
Monday
never...
morning when I slapped myself in the dick with a blanket. That probably was a good indicator.
Now, if you did that for 2 years, it would be a right? whole different story. I just don't know. It was a funny little story, and Jesus Christ, the only thing funny out there are the memes for the coronavirus and little tiny stories like this, and God yeah. love her for sharing it, because I can only imagine with all of us home for the next however many weeks, we are all going to become increasingly stupid, right?
Yeah.
I can just see me. I could see me fucking doing this, David. Oh my God. All right, buddy. That was just softball, getting us out there, getting us started.
All right.
Not in the virus phase. So, all right, what do you got for us?
All right. So, this one does involve the coronavirus,
uh-oh.
But it has a happy ending.
Okay.
Coronavirus. Elvins break into farm in self-isolation and get drunk on whiskey.
I saw that.
Yeah. Across the world, there are now 200,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19, but a herd of elephants in China found a very fun way to make the most of people putting themselves into self-isolation. Around the globe, there are now more than 200,000 confirmed cases, with the international death toll nearing 9,000. Here in the UK, the number of cases is feared to be as high as 55,000, with more than 2,000 confirmed. Boris Johnson just announced schools would be closing on Friday until further notice, with provisions made for the children of key workers to still be able to attend their parents, attend so their parents can still go to work. Supermarkets have been forced to introduce rationing, and panic buying strips the shelves bare. This is setting the tone, Jeremy.
Okay.
China was the first country to be hit by the coronavirus, with tens of millions of placed in lockdown while authorities worked to halt its spread. This is long, I'm sorry. One farm in the Yunnan province, elephants took full advantage of the situation. Here we go. The herd of 14 majestic beasts broke into the village in a bid to find food. However, they got a cheeky extra for their efforts, which they came across a huge 30 kg, what is that?
Kilogram?
Of corn wine. After drinking the lot, the elephants were some more than the worse the wear. Two males passed out, drunk, in one of the tea gardens nearby. Bet there were some sore heads the next morning after the night before.
Ugh.
And that's the end of the story. Jeremy.
Yes.
Jeremy, can you... Remember, we've had multiple stories about drunk animals on our show.
Right.
But elephants, I think, are the biggest.
Right. Right.
Can you imagine a drunk bull elephant coming at you?
I can, only because I have
read... You've seen Dumbo?
Peak elephants.
Right?
That's funny. I have read the Princess Bride book, As You Wish.
Oh, yeah.
And there is a story about Andre the Giant having drunk so much during their reading that he passed out on one of the sofas in the lobby of the hotel. No one could wake him or move him. So they put up the little like nightclub stanchions around him, and housekeeping was vacuuming around Andre the Giant because no one could fucking move him. So yes, I've got a picture in my head. But what I thought was the funniest. Now, did you see this shared from a friend of ours on Facebook? Did you see where Scott had shared this? And the picture for this article looked disturbing. It just showed elephants laying down. It looked like they had been another,
poached
murder story. And it's just like, motherfucker. And then you read the headline and it's like, wait a minute. I need to read back into this because they are out in this picture.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, no, I've got that pictures on this article. Yes.
Oh my God.
They are just,
it looks like they're dead. That's how drunk they are. And they are huge. Just crashed out in the middle of the tea garden.
Not a fucking care in the world.
Uh-uh. No, it's like, oh my God, poach me, please. My head hurts. They are out and they are huge. And they look so happy.
They do. Oh my God. Yeah, Jeremy. I needed that story.
Yeah.
I needed a little bit of happiness.
Just a little bit of happiness. Yeah.
Just that's get me through. But and see, that story.
That's what happens when that's gonna happen to all of us. When we're able to go back out into the world again.
We're gonna get really drunk on rice wine.
We're just gonna pass out wherever we are. It's gonna be stories of this all over. I saw a post just today that said we're gonna have the biggest St. Patrick Easter Cinco de 4th of July ever party when this is done. And I'm like, that's right. That's what's going to happen. We're going to go nuts. Oh, but anyway, that was a fun article. And the picture, totally worth 1,000 words.
Mm. Yes.
So, all right. You ready for me to do another one?
Yeah, man.
Okay, buddy. This one's a little weird. Woman takes 550 times the usual dose of LSD with surprisingly positive consequences.
Wow.
I know, right? So drug overdoses can be life-threatening, but for two women who accidentally took massive hits of LSD, the experience was life-changing and in a good way. A 46-year-old woman snorted a staggering 550 times the normal recreational dose of LSD and not only survived, but found that the foot pain she had suffered from since her 20s was dramatically reduced. Separately, a 15-year-old girl with bipolar disorder overdosed on 10 times the normal dosage of the drug, which she said resulted in a massive improvement to her mental health. Their experiences were detailed in case reports published in the Journal of Studies on Alcohol and Drugs last month, along with that of a third woman who accidentally overdosed on LSD during a second week of pregnancy, and she ultimately gave birth to a healthy son, now 18, who has not shown any impaired development. So David, it is a long and it's a science-y looking story, of course. While the experiences of these women were exceptional, their stories can help inform, especially with the resurgence of apparently LSD's coming back. And they're starting to use it to treat conditions like addiction, post-traumatic stress disorder, depression, and anxiety. There's no clinical trial yet with dosages that high, but they're starting. So, and it goes on. It is real. It's a science, goddamn sciencey thing. Some of these major overdoses, like the one lady mistook the LSD for cocaine, hence she snorted it.
Right.
And it just shows their stories of they go absolutely butt fucking bonkers for about 8-12 hours, and then they come out of it. And you're talking these ladies that have had severe pain or mental problems, they come out the other side like they've been baptized clean of all of their problems.
But what kind of long-term effect having to, I mean, that's
some of
who
these
is that guy? Who is that guy? The guy,
Keith Richards?
No, there was somebody who was like a big fan of LSD. Oh God, who was that? Anyways, he'd like wake up in the morning sometimes and crack his back, and that shit just stays in your body. And he would get like trip. He'd go on a trip from cracking his back because it like pooled in his spine or something.
Oh, I don't know.
I can't imagine taking that much LSD is good for you. I guess is what I'm saying.
But from what the story says, it's not a continuous dosage of LSD. It was like a one-time macro dose, and it rewires their brains. But I cannot even tell you motherfucking how long this story is. It just goes, my dear God, on and on and on. But David, they're starting to test with LSD again, and it's looking kind of promising. I don't know if LSD is really going to be able to throw the circuit breaker on some people, you know. I can only imagine what in the hell their experience is when you do that big of a dose of LSD. I mean, Christ almighty, I hear that shit's trippy on its own enough. I can only imagine what happens when you way overdose on it and come out the other end. I mean, I think you'd be able to see into the future.
That's why they didn't kill them.
I know, like, right?
That's, you know, any other drug, that probably 500 times the average dose.
Right?
If you did that much coke, you would die.
I mean, shit, just four times the Cialis prescription I had was making me roofie myself. I can only imagine 500 times. I would just be all dick.
Oh, my God. We are such sad old men, Jeremy. You're just sad old men right here living in this world.
Yes. Yes. I feel like I have aged.
My medication overdose almost made me insane.
I can't take more than 3 ibuprofens in a day or I get the upset tum-tums.
Right? Jesus Christ.
And then here's these 15-year-olds doing nearly 600 times the recreational dose of LSD and going, I feel great.
Let's do this.
Yes. If people are willing, I say, see what it'll do. I mean,
right?
LSD, wasn't it originally, it wasn't originally a recreational drug, right? It was, they were trying to do, wasn't LSD like made by the government? Wasn't it made by somebody they were doing, right? Am I
yeah,
totally wrong?
They were doing, I think originally, if I recall, the U.S. government was doing tests on American soldiers with it.
Right.
For some kind of reason.
Right. But I, if I remember right, they were the ones who came up with it, which is why it's called LSD, because it's just an acronym for the chemical name of it.
Right.
Because, you know, if some pothead came up with it, it would have something like crack or meth or you know, weed or Mary Jane or some, you know, purple nurple looking fucking name instead of
just... Purple nurple.
I'm sorry, I ran out of...
Did you say purple nurple?
I did say purple nurple.
You went the wrong direction there, Jeremy. That's not a drug.
Maybe.
That's the thing you do tenderly to your lover.
Oh, oh, oh. Tenderly?
I'm kidding.
I remember kidding. In grade school, it was not
If there's
tender.
Not blood involved, you didn't purple nurple.
Right. If it ain't purple, it ain't a purple nurple.
Then nurpled.
Yeah. I wow. Our conversation. What do you got, buddy? I don't even know how to bounce back from that.
But just move right along.
Yep.
All right, Jeremy.
Yeah.
I got to adjust my microphone for this one. It's important I do it fancy-like.
All right.
Okay. NASA fixes Mars lander by telling it to hit itself with a shovel.
I saw this one. I'm glad you picked it up.
Yep. NASA's InSight lander, which is currently on the surface of Mars, has faced some unexpected problems during its mission to explore and study the planet. God damn it. Planet. Namely, a digging probe that was built to burrow beneath the surface like a jackhammer got stuck because Mars' soil is clumpier than scientists expected. After a few failed attempts to get it out, NASA had to get a bit creative. Ultimately, it freed the probe up by giving it the solid thwack with the InSight shovel. NASA's expected its probe to, dubbed the Mole, to dig its way through the sand-like terrain, but because the Martian soil clumped together, the whole apparatus got stuck in place. Programming InSight's robotic arm to land down on the Mole was a risky last-resort maneuver, Popular Science reports, because it's risked damaging fragile power and communication lines that attach nearby. Thankfully, engineers spent a few months practicing in simulators before they made a real attempt. With tentative results, the Mole is working again. NASA hopes to again task it with burrowing beneath the surface of Mars. Once it's down there, it will hopefully be able to complete its research mission, analyzing temperature fluctuations inside the red planet in an attempt to understand how similar Mars' core is to that of Earth's. Jeremy.
Yeah.
Couple of things here.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, how many billions of dollars did we spend to get this thing to Mars?
Yeah.
So it can test the temperature fluctuation below the soil.
Yeah. Lots.
Okay. Yeah. Number two, Jeremy, it's not like we've never sent robots to Mars. We've done several stories about robots on Mars. Jeremy.
Right.
You think we would know that sand is clumpy.
Right.
And then number three, Jeremy, them sons of bitches practiced spanking that robot for a month before they made it do it.
When I read this story, I for whatever reason, my brain goes into a room much like Hidden Figures in the movie Hidden Figures, and the janitor in the back of the room going, "Just hit it with a shovel. That's what we do at home." And then he leaves, and they look around and be like, "No, that's stupid. Wait, it could work." And right? Is it where your brain goes?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't, what are we sending up there that, I mean, shit just keeps, I don't know, breaking down or getting lost or running out of power or, you know,
we've
been studying this damn planet for a long time. And
yeah,
you're right. They should
Jeremy,
know
have
that,
you...
that soil was going to be an issue.
Yes.
Or sandstorms were going to cover the solar thingies from the last guy that died up there. You know, it's dark and it's cold outside or whatever. You know, they should know these things, right?
100% yes, they should. So, I mean, have you ever sent your children into another part of the house to find something?
Yes.
Okay. Did that go well?
Most of the time. Why?
Jeremy.
No, it never does. What? It never does well. Where is it?
Yeah. You've been gone a while. What are you doing? What? Did you get the thing? Oh, no, I forgot.
Yes.
So all I'm saying is,
the girl did that yesterday. That we were doing laundry, and she went to go get the laundry out. And I'm like, hey, on your way back, bring me my, you know, my Reese's peanut butter eggs. Because, David, I've been stress chocolating.
Sure, of course you have.
Of course I have. And so she comes back with the laundry, and I look at her expectantly, and she's like, what? I'm like, forget something? She's like, no. Son of a bitch! I want my chocolate! Yeah. Yeah, the sending the instructions.
Yep.
It never goes well.
Nope. No. So all I'm saying is, I don't know what we expect, right?
True.
Like, we sent these things literally thousands of miles away, and then we're pissy when we make it spank itself, you know, to get there. So
make it spank itself.
Well, I mean, it's essentially what it did, right?
Right, right. True.
You've been a bad robot.
And I guess when they do spend all this money to get it
right on there, the exhaust port.
Right. Right on the robot butt shoot. But I guess they do try to have these things do absolutely everything they can possibly do in,
right,
you know, for even robots here on Earth with, you know, with us staring at them. Most robots can only do a handful of things right now, you know.
Right.
But we ask that these little remote-controlled motherfuckers on another planet, they have to do a lot of stuff.
Yep.
And they don't, they can't be real heavy, they can't be real bulky, but, you know, that we're asking them to collect things and have all of these equipments on there because, you know, you pick up one rock, you want to know the size of it, what it's made out of, you want chemical analysis, you want to know the color, mm-hmm, the shape, the size, you want to know what that rock is thinking, you know, I
you want to be able to spank yourself with,
right,
it?
Right. What was it they drew a penis with the tire tracks in one of them once. I just,
oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
I mean I get it, but some of the sillier stuff. I mean, I guess we learned for the next one. I don't know. But it does cost an awful lot of fucking money to send one up there. But so,
yeah.
Yeah.
But so anyhow,
I like hearing about the rovers. I do.
I know you do. That's why I brought this story, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I knew you were having a rough go of it, so I give you a little happy.
I don't know how I feel. Do you have like any inkling of how you really feel like right now in the middle of all this crap? I mean, even researching for stories for this, I don't want to read that. That's depressing. I can't read that. I cannot read any more about this. Yeah. You know.
You know, I think I may actually be a sociopath because I really don't feel any different than anything else.
Right. Well, yeah. But I feel that way as well. Like numb. Like I.
No, I don't feel numb. I just,
oh.
You know, the only thing I'm kind of annoyed about is I'm more than likely going to have to, like, put my film on hold. That kind of sucks. But yeah, no, I think, you know, it's like anything else in life. We just sort of have to go, okay, well, what do I got to do? This is what I got to do. Okay, I'll do this until I don't have to do this anymore. And this seems like a really serious, you and I were talking about this on long distance drinking. I feel like we're not being told everything about it. Like, I feel like we're freaking out for the impact it's having.
Right.
So far. And, you know, everybody's like, I mean, people are like, well, 3% of the lot. But, yeah, but, you know, that's assuming everyone in the world catches it, which maybe not the case. I don't know. I just sort of feel, okay, well, we got to social distance and we got to not be here. I think it's sort of shitty how our country has handled this, and I'm not numb. I'm not freaking out. It's just like, okay, well, we just gotta kind of muscle through this and keep moving forward.
Okay, so you're looking at it as like a dentist appointment. Look, I will stay here. I know it's gonna hurt a little bit, but I've got to do it, and I will be better for it when I walk out of here. I've just got to sit still, and I've got to spit in the cup. Basically, right?
Yeah, essentially.
I've got to rinse and spit when I'm told.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's about it.
All right.
Because that's all we can
that,
do.
That
that's
actually all we can made do. Me feel better, David. That actually well, did make me help. Feel better. I'm going to look at it as just one long dentist appointment right now. It might be right. a root canal, but you know what? We hopefully will never have problem with this tooth ever again.
Right. And Jeremy, hopefully the thing that I said earlier today in the podcast that we cut out because of how offensive it was.
Right.
Will happen. And we'll be a little better for it.
Great. Now I'm going to get messages about what did David cut out? podcast secret.
See, this is one of the benefits of not having friends, Jeremy. No one bothers me about that kind of stuff. I have never once had someone look to me and say, oh, what did you cut out? Never.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't have any friends.
Oh, you
I got too. Well, I do have friends, but none that listen to this podcast. So.
Yes, you do.
I don't. My wife, I think, is the only one.
She's your best friend.
She is, but...
Did Tracy and Austin...
Oh, you don't even...
Tracy and Austin...
You don't even listen to it.
I do, too, I listen so. To it. Tracy and Austin don't listen to it? Oh.
I don't think so.
Bastards.
Yeah, it's not, you know, not their cup of tea. Hmm. They like those... Tracy likes them, their murder mystery podcasts.
Yeah, those are real popular.
Yeah, they are, but people are sick.
Right.
I don't think...
All right, buddy. We have reached the end of our game.
I think so.
We have hit our respectable amount of wasteful time.
Yep.
So do our closing for us. Remind everybody about the Patreon, because I can't ad-lib that shit as good as you.
Okay. Well, number one, we have to thank our Patreon, Bad Influence One, Amber. Thank you so much for sticking with us. You haven't gotten the first episode of Long Distance Drinking yet. You're going to get it on the 1st of April. I hope you stick with us afterwards. We'll see. If any of our listeners out there would like the opportunity to hear the nonsense that Jeremy and I talk about when we are off script and drunk, all you have to do is head over to Patreon, just www.patreon.com/ I don't know, what do you want to talk about, and subscribe at the $5 a month level. You'll get yourself a t-shirt, or you'll get yourself a magnet, a sticker. We'll have you written in our credits. We'll thank you on the show, and you'll have access to Long Distance Drinking, which is maybe really funny, but maybe not. If that is not your bag, because we're on some kind of weird dystopian world right now, and you can't afford to do $5 a month, that's great. What you can do for us, though, is you can share our podcast on your social media of choice. Let your friends know.
Especially
maybe
the rich
leave
ones.
Leave us a review. Right? Especially the rich ones. Let your friends know if you can rate and review us, if you're listening to us on iTunes. That helps spread us and get more people interested in our show. So
spread me like
yeah,
an eagle.
Yeah, buddy. You can see my chocolate starfish. You can,
yeah. Wow. Woo!
Yeah. And anyways, so thank you guys so much for sticking with us to the very end. We appreciate it. You guys have a wonderful week. Jeremy, you tell those kids to be good and pay attention to you as teacher, Jeremy. Tell the wife we have her in our thoughts. And I will talk to you next week, buddy.
Absolutely, buddy. I will talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye. Hey everybody, this is David reminding you to check out all of our episodes on iTunes and connect with us on Instagram and Facebook. You can see all kinds of tomfoolery throughout the week. Thanks and have a good one. Bye.